At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to my Monday mood. I hope you guys are having a great week. It's been a very busy past few weeks for me. I celebrated my birthday in October, went to Disneyland, which was super fun. I haven't been to Disneyland since I was in like high school. So it had been a minute and it was an absolute blast. Then 2 weeks ago, I was in Montana and Yellowstone, which was so much fun. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. It was literally breathtaking, just so beautiful. We stayed for about 5 days and it was so recharging. You know, when you feel like you go on a vacation or a trip and you come back and you just feel stressed because you feel like you need another vacation after that vacation. That is the exact opposite of how I was feeling when I got back. I was feeling so recharged and it was just perfect. Very grateful that I got to visit a place that's been on my bucket list for a while now. Another exciting update is I got a job at my favorite Pilates studio here in Orange County. It's called Soul Studio, if you guys haven't heard of it. I'm sure most of you guys haven't heard of it because a lot of you are from all around the world. I'll be teaching my first class very soon. So yeah, life has just been a bit busy, but in the best way possible. And that is why I haven't been able to come on in a while. But thank you guys for being here, and I'm excited to get into today's mini pod episode. So today we are talking about celebrating every win, emphasizing the small wins. Transparently, the past few months, I have not been taking time to reflect and celebrate my wins as much as I should be, and it's definitely taken an impact on my mental health, which is why I knew this is something I wanted to talk about with you guys. No matter what stage of life you're currently in, whether you're thriving or you're really going through it, there's always at least one daily win you can notice and celebrate. If you've been having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning and you got up and you brushed your teeth, that is a win. Or maybe it's the fact that you passed the test you've been studying for, and that's a huge win that you should give yourself credit for and celebrate. Celebrating every win, no matter how big or small, is so important because not only does it feel good to reflect and notice the good things happening in your life, but it also boosts motivation, reinforces positive behaviors, and it helps build momentum. When I celebrate my wins, it encourages me to keep going. It helps me realize that actually, I'm kind of like that. Like, actually, I am that girl. I can do hard things, you know? Like, seriously, taking a moment to reflect on your day and notice the good, notice every small win and big win has really helped me so much in these past few weeks. Right now, I feel so motivated and kind of like I'm coming back to myself in a way. We all lose ourselves from time to time. We get off routine. We go through some hard shit in life. We go through things that no one prepares us for. And we lose our direction. We lose faith in ourselves. We have an identity crisis. You know, these are all things that most people go through at some point in their life. And so I feel like I'm coming back to myself in a way because I've been a little bit more into my routine lately, getting back to the things that make me feel like me, feeling more grounded, and also being able to reflect on those small and big wins that I've had lately. If you're constantly skipping over your small wins and not giving them any acknowledgement, that can lead to burnout and lots of stress because maybe you're so down bad that you can't even notice any of the good, any of the small wins happening. Or you're just on go mode and really not pausing to notice the good. We are not robots. We are allowed to feel and notice our daily accomplishments, and not only notice them, but celebrate them. Celebrating yourself is rewarding, and that's kind of what has been keeping my momentum going. So last week, I auditioned for the job at being a Pilates instructor, and if you guys remember from my last episode, or if you haven't listened, I talked about the importance of believing in yourself and ways that I'm trying to believe in myself again after being in a funk and not really feeling fully confident in myself. And all the tools I talked about and have been using have really helped me and are tools that I used when I showed up to that audition and passed. And for me, that was a huge, huge win considering everything that I've been through in this past year. It's just been a very challenging year of pain and grief since losing my dad in April. There were just days where I did not get out of bed until 2 p.m. and really didn't have much motivation to do anything. And I'm not shaming myself for that. Losing someone that obviously meant so much to you is one of the hardest things I've ever gone through and that I think anyone will ever go through. Is losing a loved one, and I'm not shaming myself for how I've chosen to navigate my pain and my grief, and so those days might even happen again because I'm very much still in the thick of my grief. This healing journey is definitely not linear, but being able to show up to that audition and pass and start this new chapter with my Pilates career feels like such a fresh start and such a big win. And I really had to notice all of my small wins leading up to that moment. That's why I believe that celebrating every win, no matter how big or small, can be so beneficial for your mind and your long-term success. So when it comes to celebrating those wins, I'm going to give you guys three simple ideas of how to celebrate just in case you want some inspo. Number one, treat yourself. We all love a little treat, okay? You can't say no to a little treat. Like, if there's one incentive to celebrate your small wins, it's to buy a freaking treat. Buy yourself a coffee, your favorite snack, get a bottle of wine, whatever it is that will make you feel celebrated. It does not need to be crazy expensive. I mean, unless you got it like that. And your love language is gift giving. Gift give to yourself, but getting yourself a little something to celebrate you is never a bad idea. Number two, share your wins with your friends and family. Being able to feel supported in the things you're achieving, no matter how big or small, can also really feel motivating and feel really good. But I also understand if you want to keep those wins private. When I got the Pilates job, my boyfriend took me out to a new restaurant because he knows I'm a foodie. We're both foodies at this point. We love trying new restaurants and just going out to eat together. So that made me feel very seen and supported. Being able to celebrate with those people closest to you feels very special too. Lastly, keep a list of those wins. You can either journal about the wins or keep a list and maybe at the end of the month or at the end of the week, write down those wins and yeah, just keep a list with you so you can keep track of it all and visually see the progress. For me, that's super motivating. And like I said, it could be big or small. A small win I recently had was choosing to listen to my body and skip a workout to walk instead because I knew my body needed something a bit less intense. In my past, I would have just done the workout because that's the quote-unquote right thing to do, and it's something I already pre-planned in my head, but sometimes everything doesn't have to go to plan, and listening to my body and my intuition is what's most important. It's in those moments that you can pause and acknowledge how far you've come, and you deserve that acknowledgement. You deserve to feel seen and celebrated, especially if you're going through a season that has not been easy on you. That is all. Thank you guys so much for listening to this short and sweet episode. I hope you got something out of it and that this next day or week, you can really focus on those small wins to keep you going. If you're not already following the podcast Instagram or any of my socials, I have them linked in the show notes for you so we can stay connected. I love hearing all of your feedback on the podcast and I love talking to you guys, so never feel shy to say hello in my DMs or even leaving a comment on the Spotify chat below. Have a beautiful day. I'll see you guys in another episode very soon.